how do you feel about the fact that out of all of pop history, for the, all of your peers,
yeah,
essentially have voted something that, that you put together as the best single of all time?
Well, first of all, I was almost to tears when I heard about it. And I realized it was a great record. I mean, you know, obviously, I can see why people would vote for it, but I never thought in my mind that it would beat some of Phil Spector stuff, you know. It's like, I don't see how people could overlook Be My Baby, for example, as a great record, and vote for good Vibration. But I'll tell you one thing right now. We worked our heads off. No wonder they did. First of all, they could see all the work that went into it. It was like a little pocket symphony, or what I would call a little pop symphony masterpiece. And I think people picked up on that.
Do you think that, you know, all classic singles have a sort of timeless era to them? You mentioned,
yeah,
Phil Spector's,
right,
thing. Do you think that when one hears that song, one could say, that was definitely a 60s song? I mean, what's your take on it when you hear it today?
Fresh as the day I produced it. It's got to be one of the most straight-ahead records I've ever heard. It just goes and goes, you know?
When you... I've listened to the many parts of it that have come out in terms of, like, edits and that sort of thing. Did you, from day one, hear the finished version in your head, and then your job was to essentially assemble it from what you had recorded?
No, I don't work that way. I work verse to chorus, bridge, separately. Well, Good Vibrations was like sort of a did you Ron, the tingly diddly diddly diddly, that kind of beat, the jingle, the triplet, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, like that. And the cello on Good Vibrations was same as that, the do-do Ron kind of feel, but a lot more watered down, you know what I mean? Not quite as expansive, you know. The idea of Good Vibrations are very spiritual, of course, because it's like showing people that the feelings, some feelings are deeper than just feelings, they're vibrations, you know what I mean?
If it were possible for you to gauge what you think is the best possible candidate for your own best single of all time, would that be the track?
If I were voting, I would have voted for Good Vibrations myself, because, of course, I'm not being egotistical about it, but it was a great record, you know, it really was.
When you are making records now, like the record you're just in the middle of doing,
right,
is it a case of wanting to achieve what you achieved then, or is it a case of moving on?
Well, I think, like I said, the boys and I agree that Good Vibration was our greatest record, but that doesn't mean we're going to stop, you know what I mean? That's the one that'll always sound good.
Is it the sort of song that if you need to, you can sit down at the piano and perform these days? Is it something that takes a lot out of you to do?
It does, yeah, it actually does. I don't usually play my stuff. I don't wallow in the mire too much, but I love the stuff we write, though.
If you had to vote for the best single of all time and it wasn't a Brian Wilson or a Beach Boys song, what do you think?
Probably You've Lost That Love and Feeling by the Righteous Brothers, yeah.
It's very rare that, aside from occasional Grammy or BMI or ASCAP awards, there's very few occasions when artists vote for other artists' work. Do you really feel that being the person who's responsible for recording the greatest single of all time, is that kind of like...
Well, it pumps me up a little bit, I must admit. You know, I feel pumped up as hell. I really do. You know, and I know it's not a hype, too, in a rig. You know, I know Mojo wouldn't do that. You know what I mean? I know nobody would actually hype up, rig up a hype number one, you know. I really do trust and believe that the Mojo was telling the truth.
Absolutely the case. The very last thing, I was just touching on something that was mentioned about the spiritual aspect of Good Vibrations. I wasn't fully aware that, I guess, initially Tony Asher had tried some lyrics and then, like, I guess, came by with,
yeah,
some other ones. How did you decide what was the great lyrical accompaniment to what you wanted to say musically? I mean, how did you kind of come by these words as opposed to those?
Nat Tony's? Well, because Mike was more down to the business on musical sense. And Tony wasn't really as down to business. I mean, I don't think. Tony's a great lyricist, but Mike is good.